WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The Supreme Court has just reinstated a lower court ruling that allowed emergency abortions in Idaho while that state's near abortion ban is being challenged.
Justice Barrett's concurrence says essentially Idaho's position has changed. The Biden administration position has changed. The facts on the ground have changed. And so we think that we're not the proper venue anymore.
That ruling issued on procedural grounds. In another ruling, the court has just rejected the deal with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would have shielded its founding family, the Sacklers, from prosecution.
Today, the Supreme Court said that shield is not allowed as part of our bankruptcy code. So that deal is done, it's off, and it's back to the bankruptcy court.
Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson and the justices have also put the EPA's air pollution fighting good neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges continue. The latest blow to federal regulation. CBS News special report on
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be offering free fishing equipment to rent at various state parks and forests. According to DNR officials, the rentals are meant for young people who are just starting to get into fishing or older residents who can't afford their own gear. The available equipment will include everything a new angler needs, like spinning rods and reel, casting plugs, bobbers, hooks, lines, and sinkers. Officials only ask that whoever borrows the equipment returns it in clean working condition. An Eau Claire man who is currently in jail facing drug charges is now facing additional accusations that he stole over $100,000 from his 92-year-old grandmother. According to a WQOW report, Evan Daniels was living with his grandmother and was supposed to be taking care of her, but the family told law enforcement that the $300,000 she had in her bank account 6 months ago is now down to only about $75,000. Daniels is due to appear in court on Friday. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day, so the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the mid, maybe upper 70s here by later this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. 61 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias.
It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Khaled Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. We're going to do a round of, would you like a side of corruption with that?
Ooh.
A little bit later on this hour. Next hour, as he does every other Thursday, the Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will join us. Brewers sweeping the Rangers.
Sweeping the who?
The World Series champions. I know. That was pretty impressive. So I'm sure that will come up. And the Bucks, the NBA draft is getting underway. And Brittany Merlot will be here to talk weather and wine with Brittany Merlot coming up at 11:50. I hope you can stick around for that. We did have breaking news just as we were coming on the air this morning, and we will get into this further next hour at the top of the hour. But Supreme Court ruling, which leaked yesterday, hospitals in Idaho that get federal money must now allow emergency abortion care to stabilize patients, even though Idaho strictly bans abortions. This decision does not address the substance of the case. Litigation is continuing. The justice is just temporarily reinstating a lower court ruling that allowed hospitals to perform emergency abortions without being subject to prosecution under the ban. So effectively, the Supremes are just kicking the can down the road. I mean, this is good for women who need emergency care in Idaho because they could be refused.
But once again, I feel like it was either you or Dr. Lyerly who brought this up. What then constitutes emergencies? Because if you just say emergency care, if the doctor says, I am a doctor, it's an emergency. And then someone else says, no, it wasn't. You did a bad thing. You're now going to jail and she's going to jail. It must feel a skosh easier, but I mean, you're still like,
well, again, nothing has been decided permanently.
Yeah.
And so they can still overturn this after the election. And as someone commented on Twitter this morning, don't be fooled that this is some softening of the court's position on abortion. This is a deliberate assist to the GOP to postpone the ruling until after the election, so Trump and GOP candidates don't have to talk about it going into the election.
Oh, yeah, because that's the other thing.
They don't want to talk about this.
We've touched on it a little bit. These candidates have changed websites, changed stump speeches.
They have disappeared, disappeared things from their websites.
Oh, my gosh. One of the biggest ones, Carrie Lake, took abortion off her website.
Oh,
and she was one of the fervent pro-lifers.
Oh, yeah. They just don't want to be tied to this at all, even though this is what they all ran on. This is what they all celebrated, was the overturning of Roe when Dobbs came out 2 years ago. So now they're trying to... They can't back away from this fast enough.
Nope.
No. I never said that. I didn't mean that. Whoops.
Yeah.
So again, we will talk about this a little bit more next hour at the top of the hour. Dr. Kristen Lyerly was here yesterday from 11 to 11:30 talking about some of what's happened on the ground since Roe fell. So Brendan commenting on the live stream. So our pro-life friends have managed to make it so more dead babies are being born in states like Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. And that's what we talked about yesterday with Dr. Lyerly, women being forced to carry non-viable pregnancies to term. I saw one woman interviewed who said, it's unbelievable knowing that instead of planning my child's first birthday party, while I am still carrying it, I am now planning for my child's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The patented Jane Matinere. All right.
Yes. Let's move on. Debate. Presidential debate tonight. We will have coverage starting at 7:30 with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. That starts at 7:30 across the Civic Media Network. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. They usually run fairly on time.
Yeah.
It's unlike a rally, which can be, you know, the starting times can be.
Yeah, they have to answer to
the networks.
Networks and commercials and the money people.
So. Supposed to go about 90 minutes, and then we will have a 30-minute recap across all Civic Media stations after the debate tonight. A lot of people say, I've been seeing everything from 61% to 70% of Americans say they're going to watch.
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing thing because it is really stoke the fire. People are kind of like, oh, this is going to be a nothing burger. Why are we even doing this right now? Especially so early. Like, that's the thing that we have to remember. We essentially had very little to no primary. Everybody on the GOP was knocked out.
Right.
No one was a serious challenge in the Democratic Party to Joe Biden. So the fact that we're having a presidential debate in June versus, say, fall, usually it happens after the conventions. The fact that we're doing it now is kind of crazy. And people who casually follow elections like this are like, wait a minute, I was waiting to get, it's kind of like baseball for some people where they're like, I'll care about it more in the fall, like playoffs.
When we get closer.
Yeah, when the playoffs are happening, that's when I'll start caring. But now it's happening. And I got to say, I would pay a little bit of money to a charity that he hated to be in the room of Donald Trump right now, because he's all bloviating and all like, I'll go in there and blah, blah, but he is probably freaking out right now.
Do you think so?
I think so. Yeah, because he's a baby. He can't handle anything because he is probably saying the exact things to his staff that he's saying to the people about. He's going to be on drugs. He's going to, all these different things. And they just want him to focus, which I doubt they're even trying at this point. They're being like, all right, just put a quarter in him. Give him 90 minutes.
Send him out there and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't coach him.
No.
Donald Trump. I mean, you can't.
No.
He's going to, like you said, he's going to do what he wants to do anyway because he knows better.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Than everyone.
Yes. He's only going to have people in the room saying, you're going to be great. You're going to destroy him. I don't let a turned off mic stop you, sir. You are our great leader.
And this is a different format than there have been in the past for presidential debates because, correct, as you just said, if you're not speaking, if it's not your time to speak, your mic's going to get cut off. Mm-hmm. That will be really interesting to see how Trump handles that.
And a big component, too, no audience.
Right. No one to play to.
Yeah.
No one to play to.
No one to suck up to him. No one to give him all the applause and the adulation that is baked into his DNA that he requires to exist. He needs the support of others, and he's not going to get it.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a different kind of debate tonight. Will you watch? I'm just curious. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sharky from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. What do you want to say about tonight's debate?
I'm going to watch it like a bum on a pastrami sandwich. And I'll tell you this, or I should ask you this. Do we have enough information to indicate how the booths tonight are going to be set up, if they're going to be sound? If they're just cutting off his mic, he can bellow out.
So, yeah.
You know, once he bellows, off goes that oxygen, you know, I'm hoping. So
I don't think they're going to be in soundproof booths, Sharky, although that would be something.
Cone of silences.
Ooh, Oh, that's even better. We can bring back Get Smart. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in booths. And it will, again, that's why I think that's going to be really fascinating to see how he handles that, having to take his turn and having to follow the rules.
No. That won't happen. Just because but Sharkey's right. Just because his mic will be cut off doesn't mean he won't talk. And we will hear what's happening because there will be other microphones picking up sound. So he will interrupt. That's all there is to it. It's just it'll be quieter interrupting. Tony, watching on the live stream right now, said, going to watch here in South Dakota. Hide your dog. Hope Biden brings it and convinces those on the fence. Me too. I said it before. If he can not only deliver a performance like he did at the State of the Union, I shouldn't say performance, bring the energy, but also handle Trump by just letting him spin out and being a president, which he is, being cool, calm, and collected, which Joe Biden can be. Maybe a couple of razzes, a couple of digs. I think we'll see something special tonight.
And I have to laugh about all of the right-wing media outlets because they're all over the. He's going to be hopped up now on energy drinks. First, I thought it was cocaine. It was cocaine. He's going to be all jacked up. Trump said the other night he's going to get a shot in his butt for something. And now what? Red Bull? Now it's just Red Bull.
Right before it's going to be like Joe Biden. I saw him dumping pixie sticks down his gullet. He's just high on the sugar.
Shotgunning Red Bull in backstage, apparently.
Brendan on the live stream also said CNN posted a mic check showing that you will not be able to hear him unless he yells. Well, guess what?
Well, he'll be yelling.
Boy, going to be yelling.
We got a great article from our friend and colleague Luke Mathers.
Yes.
About the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Yes.
Which was established in 1987 and it ran general election debates from 1988 on. And now it's kind of been neutered.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Because things have changed. Attitudes have changed. This will be in the show notes for the podcast today.
It's worth
a
read.
It's very much worth a read.
But things really fell apart, not surprisingly.
When?
During 2020, during the debate in Cleveland. The Commission on Presidential Debates and the Cleveland Clinic had put in place strict COVID-19 protocols. Attendees were tested that morning, results in the afternoon. With the full Monty, they weren't instant tests. These were tests. The audience was small. They were separated. Great ventilation. Masks required. When the Trump entourage came in, they sat down and took off their masks. A Cleveland Clinic doctor went over to them, Trump family and staff, asking them to follow the protocols, and were met with a figurative middle finger.
Yeah.
Trump's guests, including Jim Jordan and Marsha Blackburn, walking around maskless, delighting and flouting the rules.
And then what happened?
And we learned later that Trump had tested positive for COVID before the debate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is a group that exists to keep keep a standard and to keep, I don't want to say classy, but to make sure that they're important.
That rules are followed and protocols are followed. And yeah.
Now but here we are.
Yes, here we are. All right. Bingo cards for tonight's presidential debate. We talked about this yesterday. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, the Calvinator, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. If you have the Civic Media app, which is completely free, you can call and text directly from the app or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Presidential debate tonight. Our coverage here on Civic Media will start at 7:30 with Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and our friend and colleague Todd Alba, who worked in government for a long time.
Yes.
And Todd's show, of course, from noon to 2 p.m. here across the network. So check that out. Our coverage starts tonight at 7:30. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 p.m. and go for about 90 minutes, and then they'll have a little recap after that, too. We had talked about this a little bit yesterday about putting together a bingo card for tonight's debate.
Yeah.
Or we were talking about drinking games.
Yeah.
Is what it started out.
Yeah, exactly. Like any good Wisconsinites, everything starts off with a drinking component.
And Penny from La Crosse shared with us a bingo card that she put together for her friends for tonight's debate, which is hilarious.
Yes.
And so some of her squares include fake news, travel ban, bing bing.
Yep.
Bing bing. America first, hate.
Oh.
The center square just says lie. So it's like kind of general lie.
Oh, it's the free space.
the lie free space. Build the wall, make America great again. Many people are saying. And so we took Penny's great template and came up with our own, and we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Bingo.
Bing Bong Presidential Bingo. Would you like to share?
Yes. So here's the great thing about technology. If you are watching the live stream right now on either Twitter/X, Facebook, or YouTube, you're about to see a first-time preview of the bingo, if this works.
If it works, we'll see. We're experimenting.
Yep. Here we go. It's a little janky and it's designed, but if, as you can see, it's weird how it's showing up, but you can see basically the same idea as Penny. We have a bingo card. It says right there, 2024 presidential debate bingo, because if you have to watch, it might as well be fun.
Exactly. Give you something to do on the side.
We use some of Penny's ideas as well, and we use bing, 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 bong. But this is not just Trump. This is also
Joe Biden.
So we have, listen,
folks.
These
are things that they have actually said.
Yep. Huge. That's malarkey. We have ourselves a nobody's been treated as badly. That works as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know more about.
Anything.
We have, I'm serious. That's a Biden one. Haters and losers growing up in Scranton. That goes on and on. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you can see it. If you're listening right now, you're like, I want to see it. You'll be able to, because I have put this bingo card along with the total file, which will give you
five options. See, all the same squares, but in different orders.
Exactly. You can download it on the Civic Media website for this show. So you're going to go to the podcast page, the show's page, click on today's show. The first hour, you will see the file. You download it. You can print it and you can use it tonight. Here's what we want you to do. Download it, print it, use it, and then send us pictures or videos of you playing the game tonight. If you were going to be watching, you can do it by sending it to the email, janesays@civicmedia.us. You can text it to the text line for tomorrow's show when we're on. You can post it on our social medias, whether it's Facebook or Facebook or Twitter. That's at Matt Nair on Air. We just want to hear from you. We want to see you playing some bingo. So here it is on the live stream right now. It's going to be on the website, on the show notes. Download, print, play.
It should be something to watch.
I mean, absolutely. Oh, Sue got a brilliant really witch hunt.
Yeah, we forgot. Well, witch hunt. Yep.
We would have made a huge bingo card. A huge bingo card.
Brendan also says you missed radical.
True. There were a lot of Trumpisms that we just could not get to. America first. That's a bummer.
John Kay says, no, look, I really mean it. This is a sham bingo card. That's funny, John. Kidding, super funny. I'm glad you think so. And again, this is all courtesy, but Penny is the one who gave us the idea for this. Penny from La Crosse yesterday. So,
but then Jane sends me a text yesterday afternoon going, can we make
can
a bingo card?
Do this? Wouldn't
that
be cool?
And the internet came and said, yes, you can.
So again, after the show, once Greg gets the show notes posted, go to the first hour. Mm-hmm. Go to the show notes. Download the file.
Yep.
Print off the bingo cards. Again, there are five different cards, same words, but arranged differently because we don't want everyone to win at the same time.
Exactly. That's
going to have to, you know, the prize is going to have to be up to you.
Yeah. You make up your own prizes.
Right. And let us know what you decide, too. Exactly. I'd love to know that.
Oh, I'm really hoping. Seriously, if we just have at least two people tell us what's happening, we could talk about it for an hour. It's going to be so much fun.
It will be worth it.
It'll be huge.
Oh, and I do want to go back to just one thing.
Yes.
That we skipped last hour with all this talk from right-wingers and right-wing media talking about how Joe Biden's going to be all hopped up on something tonight. There are several compilations of the former president doing nothing but sniffing during various events, speeches, debates.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about somebody, I don't know, potentially snorting something.
Oh, the old booger sugar?
Mm.
Oh.
I think you're looking at the wrong person. We're not going to listen to too much of this because it's a minute. Someone put together a minute and a half of nothing but sniffing.
Folks, you're thinking to yourself, that's not that much. Think of 90 seconds of what you're about to hear.
Yeah, Calvin, play just a little bit of this. Yeah, that's enough.
That man never met a line he didn't like.
There's actually some people who have made songs out of the sniffs.
They've used the sniff as beats.
Oh, my goodness.
Feeling good now?
I am.
All right, good.
Bingo.
Bing bong bingo. Bing 2024. Bong, bingo. Presented by Matt and Aaron
and Civic Media. And again, thanks to Penny for that idea. Our coverage tonight starts at 7:30 with News Director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. Supposed to start at 8 p.m., 90 minutes long, and then a 30-minute recap. We also wanted to just remind you, if you're looking for something new and stylish for the summer.
I'm always looking for something new and stylish.
You know where you can go, Greg Bach? You go to civicmedia.us.
I've heard of this website.
And you go to the shop button, and you click on that.
Yeah.
And there's several different versions of our t-shirts, and we have a pretty nice baseball cap that says Civic Media on it. It's one way to help us spread the word. If you could help us spread the word that we're out here, that would be fantastic. All right. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, would you like a soupçon of corruption with that? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office got involved in an unusual pursuit earlier this week. According to a Sheriff's Office Facebook post, officers have been pursuing a cow that escaped from a farm in Cadott since Tuesday. Officials say the brown jersey-like cow broke through the fencing of its farm on State Highway 27, and whenever officers began to get close to it, the cow would take off to extend the pursuit. The cow proved so elusive that the Sheriff's Office put out a call for information from the community. United States Senator Elizabeth Warren, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and State Representative Jody Emerson hosted a reproductive rights panel at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Tuesday. The three discussed some of the issues that have affected both Wisconsin and the rest of the country in the 2 years since the United States Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which effectively overturned Roe v. Wade. Senator Warren further criticized Republican efforts to curb access to IVF as well as Project 2025. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Busted Pencils,
fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate. Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
To the whack, whack, whack of the match.
Corruption.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are just joining us right before the news, we were talking about tonight's presidential debate. Our coverage will start at 7:30 across Civic Media, hosted by our news director, Terry Bell, and our friend and colleague, Todd Alba. The debate itself is supposed to start at 8 o'clock, going to go about 90 minutes, and they'll have a 30-minute recap to following tonight's debate. But we were having a little fun, inspired by listener Penny from La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday a bingo card she drew up for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of stole her idea. Tweaked it, shall we say.
We borrowed the idea and made some tweaks.
Yes. And so we have a our presidential debate bing bong bingo calendar right there. You can see it if you're watching on the live stream. And once the show notes are posted, it takes about, what, 45 minutes after the show?
Yeah, it should be done then.
Check the show notes, and there will be a file in there that you can download. And then you can print off our bing bong bingo cards tonight if you're going to be watching the debate. Prizes are up to you.
Yeah, we're not supplying
those. We're not supplying those, and you can decide if you have to drink. If you want to make it a drinking game, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, or just bragging rights.
Yeah, that too. But if you want to have a little fun, and it's deadly serious, I really do. We generally want people to watch the debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I understand the desire to crawl in a hole and pretend this stuff isn't happening, but it is. Yeah. So we're trying to give you some reason to, if you weren't going to watch it, maybe now this will be the push.
So really quick, we got a comment on the live stream from Tony saying, can you post the bingo card link? I can't at this moment. So here's what you're going to do. I'll make it really quick. You will go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, find Matt and Air on Air, and then you're going to find today's first hour show.
They're divided into 2 hours.
Correct. And then you will see that when you open that up, you will see the download immediately. So I can't give it because it's not generated yet, but just go find the podcast, the first hour podcast version of the show on civicmedia.us in the show tab, and you should have it right there ready for you.
And then we would love to see pictures too if you decide to play along tonight.
Yes.
And you can also feel free to alter them. If you have some other words you would rather have on there, play, but be our guest.
Be our guest.
Exactly. All right, we're going to change. Speaking of the Supreme Court, on a 6-3 party line vote yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled state officials may accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for their official actions, despite a federal anti-corruption statute that appears to ban such things. Would you like a side of corruption with that? Justice Brett Kavanaugh, writing the opinion in Snyder versus U.S. for the court's Republican-appointed majority, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the dissent on behalf of the court's three Democrats. This will blow your mind.
Yeah.
This is going to, I think. So this case turns out a distinction between bribes and gratuities. This is the sticking point. According to Brett Kavanaugh, bribes are payments made or agreed to before an official act in order to influence that person with respect to that future act. So, if I understand this correctly, Greg Bach.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $100.
You heard that here.
I'm going to give you $100.
Yes.
So that you give me the headliner spot at Laughing Tap.
Jane, I can't do that. That is a bribe that you are trying to pay me for something before the fact. I'm just going to stand over here looking at the weather.
Now, on the other hand, a gratuity, Greg Bach.
Oh, yes. What's up?
That is typically made to an official after an official act as a token of appreciation. So if you gave me the headlining spot at the Laughing Tap and I performed and afterwards I gave you $100.
Yes.
That's a tip.
Yeah.
That's just a thank you.
Let's call it a consulting fee.
Sure.
Yeah.
According to this article in Vox, if this seems like a negligible difference, the facts of this case will only underscore this. So here is the specific case involved. James Snyder, a former mayor, took $13,000 gratuity from a trucking company after the city of which he was mayor bought five trash trucks from said company for $1.1 million. Snyder said the money was a consulting fee, but federal prosecutors charged him with violating the anti-corruption statute. State statute prohibits state officials from corruptly accepting anything of value from any person with the intent to be influenced or rewarded for that official act. So, Mr. Snyder takes 13 grand from a trucking company after the city bought five trash trucks from that company for $1.1 million.
Yes.
So this was a tip. It was a thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bribe.
Mm-mm.
Because
no.
They gave the money, the $13,000 to Snyder after the company bought the trucks.
As you know, Jane, I used to work for a mayor.
Yes.
And he helped, he advised, like they purchased many things in the time he was there that I worked for him. You know, they purchased trucks, they purchased, you know, things that worked in the city. Major purchases, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Never once did he get a kickback. I mean, sorry,
a gratuity
for services. And like these air quotes I'm doing are doing the heavy lifting. Services rendered. This is ridiculous. And you said something that I was thinking. 13 grand is a very odd amount of money. Like, not 15, not 20, or for 1.1 million, just make it 100 grand while you're at it. But here's 13 grand. Good luck on buying half of a new car.
And that really stood out to me, too. It's like, that's such an arbitrary number.
Yeah. There's more money. There's more money somewhere.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I think so. I think 13 grand was the official. I think there's a mattress full of cash. That's where my little conspiracy brain's going.
The only thing that would make me more suspicious if it was like $13,007. Because it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Well, I wanted 10, but I got it for 13 so I could pay the taxes on it. Because what am I, a criminal?
As Ketanji Brown writes, Jackson writes in her dissent, the most natural reading of this statute is that it targets both bribes and gratuities. Mm-hmm. And again, a bribe is a payment that will influence a future decision, but a gratuity is a payment rewarding a past decision.
Bribe is before, gratuity is
after.
It's like when you don't pay for your meal up front. Oh, sometimes you do. No, wait, I don't. This is ridiculous.
This should outrage everyone.
Yeah. And
it really should.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something that's going to outrage our listeners even more. Guess which two justices did not recuse themselves from the case?
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
This is tough.
It's not Thurgood Marshall.
Okay.
It's not John Jay.
No. I would posit that it is Clarence Thomas.
Bing, bing, bing.
And Sam Alito.
Bing, bing, bong. Yeah. Two gentlemen who are currently living, I think their homes are located in the pockets of billionaires. Like
Pretty
they have
sure.
property inside the pockets of billionaires. And no, they did not recuse themselves. They went along and decided on the case and decided on the side of bribery. I'm sorry, gratuities.
Gratuities.
My mistake. It's really hard to, I'm sorry.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Is it bribery or is it just a gratuity? It's a thank you. Perfectly natural, perfectly normal. What's the problem?
We got a text message from Matt in Germantown. He said, but if a gratuity is expected to come, is it a bribe? ? And yeah, honestly, that question just muddies it all up as well. This is so, and honestly, the explanation by Justice Kavanaugh, Associate Justice Kavanaugh, that like, I feel like the way he says it, bribes are payment. Like he had his hands on his hip with his head bouncing like, you are dumb kids.
Let me explain to you very slowly.
Let dad speak, and dad is right, and don't question. Now I'm going to take my $13,000 motorcycle that I got, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset.
Well, can't this then be applied to Gold Bar Bob? Gold Bar Bob Menendez?
He was just... Were these bribes? Did he get kickbacks?
Well, I mean, wouldn't this just be a gratuity? You know, so he did some illegal lobbying on behalf of foreign governments, but they thanked him afterwards. Not before. I mean, we don't know when he got all the gold bars and the cash. Did that come before he did the illegal lobbying or after?
Is it weird that it still bothers me that it's only like 450 grand? Like, when you were like, he's stashing gold bars and cash, I'd be like, oh, there's got to be millions of dollars. They're like, no, it's like about a house.
That's really? Still a lot of money cash.
It's a lot of money, but my brain that was raised in Hollywood says, you know, it should be cash and gold that's worth millions and millions. I think it's funny because it's such, once again, this is just a scenario like a villain. Bob Menendez sounds like a villain. The Supreme Court justices sound like villains. It's just all, we're devolving into a Batman comic book.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Karina joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. What do you think about this?
Well, if police stops me to give me a speeding ticket and decides that to give me a warning, I guess I can give $300 to a policeman then for tips.
Why not?
Well, you're just giving him a tip, right? You're just, it's a thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I'm saying, why police? It's because all of it is a civil service. You went and you committed your life for a civil service. Nothing else. No gifts, no benefits other than to be a service to your country and people, and no tips. You're not a freaking waiter.
That's the core thing. You're not a freaking waiter.
Thank you, Karina, very, very much. Thank you, as always, for listening. It is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
It really is. Brendan Lewis says, the guy who got a free country club membership and his credit card debit paid, and he's talking about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of questions about old Brett.
We might even have ourselves a fun game for tomorrow. I'm thinking about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, we might put it in the, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We were thinking about the Supreme Court and just the fact that, you know, they're up for sale.
It sure seems that way.
Yeah.
It sure seems that way. I've said for a long time, I think they should wear patches on their robes like NASCAR drivers do. So we know who owns them. It would just be easier. And we can take the guesswork out of it. And if they're not wearing your patch, then you need to pay them more money.
Yep, exactly. There you go.
You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please! Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Calvin standing by to screen your calls at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Coming up after 11 o'clock, going to be talking about another, lots of activity with the Supreme Court today.
Yes.
They're issuing decisions, more expected tomorrow, and now they are also expected to go into next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at least the early part of next week. So it will be interesting. They still have not issued any rulings about complete and total presidential immunity. I still think that they're going to drop that tomorrow and then scatter away for the weekend. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. Well, I don't care if what they do afterwards. I just hope they just say, no, you don't have that. You have certain immunities as president. Like, I can't sue the president if my car seatbelt doesn't work. But total and unqualified immunity? I mean, what are you even talking about?
This shouldn't even be a thing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even be here. So they made it issued a decision. It leaked yesterday. And now it turns out this is the decision, and it affects emergency rooms in Idaho and whether or not they have to treat women who are miscarrying and need an abortion. So we will talk about that after the 11 o'clock news. If you are just joining us, we were just talking about another decision from yesterday. On a 6-3 vote, the court ruled state officials can accept gratuities from people who want to reward them for official actions. So a bribe is made before an official act, but a gratuity is after the act has been done, just as kind of a thank you. And this goes back to the mayor of a town who accepted $13,000 after the city decided to buy 5 trash trucks from that company for over $1 million.
Do you think he handed them like one of those like handheld things and they were filling it out and then there was a little tip
little
option?
Tips, like $10,000,
yeah.
$13,000, $15,000.
Which really, when you think about it, like 20%, that's a...
He got ripped off.
He got ripped off, man.
He did get ripped off.
That company is bad tippers.
We should take this up.
We should.
You were robbed,
yeah.
Man. You were robbed.
You can accept more if you want. I mean, it's fine.
Come on. I round it up to 25 or
what's one point,
something.
What's $1.3 million between friends?
And then also, and it was one of our friends on the live stream who pointed out that there was another decision regarding the Sackler family. And Purdue.
Yeah, so the New York Times reporting by way of Abby Van Sickle out of Washington said the Supreme Court ruled that members of the wealthy Sackler family cannot be shielded from lawsuits over their role in the opioid crisis as part of a bankruptcy settlement that would channel billions of dollars to victims and their families. It was a 5-4 decision written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, and he held that the federal bankruptcy code does not authorize a liability shield for third parties in bankruptcy agreements. Now, the Justice Brett Kavanaugh actually wrote the dissent on this one, and he said, quote, the decision is wrong on the law and devastating for more than 100,000 opioid victims and their families. Now, this is the part that kind of confuses me, because this just came out.
Just broke.
So I don't have a – I'm not a lawyer, so I can't contextualize this. But it says that the decision jeopardizes a carefully negotiated settlement – Purdue and the Sacklers had reached, in which the members of the family promised to give up to $6 billion to states, states, local governments, tribes, and individuals to address the public health crisis. And to me, what it sounded like was they can't not pay if they declare bankruptcy. That's what my brain says. But if Judge Brett Kavanaugh is saying, and this article is saying, that this decision puts that settlement into jeopardy, that's where I would love to have like a Maggie Dawn or a Jim Santel come on, maybe explain it a little bit deeper for us to make us understand the financial implications that come from this decision.
And by the way, Jim Santel, who is a lawyer and has a show on Saturdays here on Civic Media called Amicus Brief, and I highly encourage you to listen. He is going to be joining us on Tuesday.
Great.
At 10:30 after the 10:30 news on Tuesday. We have lots of different legal questions about so many different cases.
Yeah.
And so we will certainly be talking about this gratuity versus bribery. Give me a break, people.
Supreme Court cases used to be like there was like maybe one in the bunch that was interesting that came out every season.
And now it never ends.
It's all entertainment now. It's all these things.
Tony says on the live stream, if we can't protect our own oligarchs, what kind of country are we running?
You're right,
Tony.
You're very.
They're struggling.
They're struggling, people.
They're struggling.
Yeah. I mean, we almost took away their freedom to bribe people.
That's so wrong.
We had to rebrand it.
Right. Rebranding is a good way to put it. All right. Don't forget, presidential debate is tonight. A lot of people say many, many people are saying, Greg Bach, that they're going to be watching. So we borrowed an idea from listener Penny in La Crosse, who shared with us yesterday her bingo card that she's got ready for tonight's presidential debate. So we kind of took her idea and tweaked it a little bit.
Yes.
If you are watching on the live stream, Greg Bach, you can put that up there. Here is a copy of the bingo card that we came up with among the squares, and we're calling it Bing Bong Bingo. We have Bing Bing Bong. Come on, man. Rigged. Growing up in Scranton. Haters and losers. These are among some of the boxes. And these are things that both candidates have actually said.
Yes.
So there are some Bidenisms in there.
Yep.
And there are lots of Trumpisms in there as well, including many people are saying.
I threw in there my friend Barack Obama in there, just in case. To me, if he says that, that's a big one. Malarkey, that's the one where you get a high five. If you're drinking a sociable, like...
That's a five-pointer.
Yes.
Malarkey for malarkey. But those are our rules. You can set up your own rules and your own prizes for however you want to play Bing Bong Bingo tonight during the presidential debate. It will be in the show notes.
Yes.
So after the show is over, go to civicmedia.us, click on Matt Nair on Air. You look for the first hour. There will be a file in there that you can download. Right in the description. And then you can print off. We have five different copies. They all have the same phrases, but in different places. So you can play Bing Bong Bingo tonight. And the free space from Andrew, that's if both candidates actually show up. Because there is still that possibility.
I mean, there's no way Joe's not showing up. He can't not show up. But Trump could drop out and just be like, I don't care. And
I don't want to go.
People are like, yeah, don't go to the corrupt debates. It's CNN. Ugh.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the debate day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.